In Andre Debussy's novel, House of Sand and Fog, a father on his hands and knees presses his head to the floor of a hospital waiting room and begs God to save his critically injured son. Distraught, the man prays, "I will do whatever is your will. I will purchase 10 kilos of the finest seed, and I will find an American mosque and feed them to all the birds. I will feed them in front of the churches of Christians. I will feed them at the doors of Jewish temples. I will let the birds cover me, and then I will return with more seed and feed them again." In the movie version of this excruciating scene, the man adds the hysterical cry, "I will let the birds cover me and pluck out my eyes. I want only my son." All of us, I suspect, have bargained with God, especially when it's a matter of life and death. Jesus responds to such bargaining by cracking the whip. He upends the marketplace and undoes sacrifice. His anger rises out of his concern for the poor and vulnerable who are being exploited. He knows God's favor cannot be bought with an ox or a sheep or a dove. He cleanses the temple, then relocates it. Now one needn't travel to a sacred site to meet God, because Jesus himself is the temple where humanity and God meet, the preeminent place of encounter with God. God's favor doesn't need to be bought, because Jesus himself is God's favor, available, accessible, no sacrifice or bargaining necessary. As Jesus is our encounter with God, the sacrament of God, the church is the sacrament of the risen Christ. We together are Christ's body. We together are God's temple. God with us is with us in our communion with one another. The graciousness and availability of it all is, as St. Paul says, a stumbling block and foolishness to some. The wisdom of God often is.